Democratic lawmakers say they are ready to pass the governor's budget with certain revisions. Last week, the Senate Republican budget plan was leaked, and it rejected much of Governor Ducey's budget. Democratic House leaders gathered at the state capitol this morning to announce their budget priorities, and Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times was there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's start with the priorities they outlined. I know affordable housing, I know education was in there. What did this look like?
Well, it does look a lot like what Governor Doug Ducey proposed in January. House Minority Leader Charlene Fernandez, said that that budget was, simply put, pretty good and downright reasonable, she said, compared to a Senate draft budget that has been circulating since last week. So what the House Democrats are doing are trying to take advantage of the fact that a lot of their priorities do align with what the governor proposed. As you said, there are a few key differences. They want an extra $200 million for K through 12 additional assistance. That's extra money that goes through K through 12 public schools. That's something the governor wants to do in the long term. They want to speed up that investment and put all that money forward next year. They want an extra $30 million for affordable housing solutions. They want $100 million for road and infrastructure improvements. And they want $40 million to help Arizona's most vulnerable populations, as well as giving the governor most, if not quite all, of what he was asking for on Ducey's biggest budget priority, and that's savings. The governor wants to put over $550 million or so into the rainy day fund to bring that balance up to $1 billion. The Democrats are meeting him most of the way there. They want to put about $460 million into that fund, and that would bring the rainy day fund up to roughly $950 million or so.
So, Ben, this is the sticking point with Senate Republicans, right? And in that budget draft that was leaked last week from them, the rainy day fund and where that money goes seems to be the big disagreement, right?
Yeah, the Senate Republicans, they proposed putting a lot less money into the rainy day fund. And instead, they were just sitting on about $500 million in cash at the end of the next fiscal year, which they said would be used to fund priorities in the out years. But that's a non-starter for Ducey. He's going to want to get as close to, if not exactly up to, $1 billion in balance. It's just been a big talking point that he's repeatedly tweeted, he's repeatedly mentioned in various speaking engagements. That's a big priority for him. So the fact that Democrats are offering pretty close to that, like I said, almost $950 million, this is their bargaining chip. This is the way for House Democrats to try and get a seat at the table and see if they can actually be a player in the budget negotiations, which historically, these are all Republican affairs and Democrats don't have any role to play.
Well, Ben, let's try to psychoanalyze the governor for a bit, because that's always fun. What are the options that he sees from a political standpoint? Because, as you pointed out, it sounds as though, based on what you said about Charlene Fernandez, sounds like the Democrats kind of want to go along with the governor, at least meet him halfway, maybe even more than that. Can the governor politically do that, or does it look bad for him to not go along more with what Republicans in the House or Senate caucus like?
I think for the governor, as long as he gets most, if not all, of his priorities, it's going to be a win, and they're going to play it as a win. And it doesn't really matter to Ducey who's voting for it. And in fact, it might matter that Republicans are the ones that vote for it, because it's a matter of credit at that point, right? Republicans have talked a lot this year about feeling like they don't get enough credit for things like some new investments in public schools, particularly K through 12 education. And if you're splitting a budget with Democrats, maybe it's a matter of not ceding any ground and being able to claim that, hey, this is our budget. This is us putting more money towards infrastructure, K through 12. I mean, Ducey does want to add investment into those areas, those kinds of areas, perhaps not to the extent that the Democrats are asking him to. So I'm not sure what the calculus is there. I just know that historically, Democrats don't vote for budgets because they're not in the room, they're not negotiating, they're not at the table helping to craft them, and they don't like the way they turn out. I'd be surprised if that changed this year and we actually saw a budget where Democrats had a say. But as we've mentioned throughout this year, there are some really narrow margins that Republicans are working with. They can't lose a single vote in the House and still pass a budget on their own. And in the Senate, they've only got one vote to spare among the Senate Republicans. So That's the opportunity that Democrats are trying to seize. And what Fernandez told us this morning is that we still aren't negotiating with House Republicans, so we're going to try to negotiate with the governor.
All right. That's Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Thanks so much for joining us, Ben.
Thank you.